Thank you very much, Marianne, for that extensive introduction to who I am as a person. I'm not sure what more I have to say. But needless to say, it is with great pleasure that I stand here and deliver my inaugural address. And I thank you very much, Marianne, for that very flattering introduction. I'm also honored, Marianne, that I'm able to deliver this lecture prior to your retirement from the deanship, and also in the 100th year of this faculty. Vice-Chancellor, Dean, colleagues, friends, and family. I arrived from Johannesburg at UCT in January 2011. And this was the first time that I had started a new job in 13 years. So naturally, I was a little apprehensive and slightly awed with the job at hand, given immunology at UCT a new face and building on the excellent work that had already taken place in the division and is still being taken place. But also extending this and introducing some structure and rationale and strategy. And I have been blessed over many years at being able to work with some of the best brains and talented students that have helped me build a solid repertoire of immunology research into HIV and AIDS, some of which I'm going to share with you in this lecture. My talk will be divided into four parts. Well, I will tell you about my own voyage, and then as well to deconstruct the title of this lecture. But before I go any further, what I would like to do is to show you an image of Chimera, where Chimera is a mythological creature with a serpent's tail, a lion's head, and a goat's body. You might think that this would not, this kind of creature doesn't exist in real life, but here is a Chimera cat, and here are Chimeric mice with mum and dad and the Chimeric offspring. I'm not going to say any more at this stage about Chimeras or Chimeric creatures, because in my view, and I shall espouse this later on, that this is crucial in terms of who we are and self-preservation. Let's go back. Mary did introduce a little bit about my childhood and blood pies and so on. I want to go back immunologically. At the age of 7, I first really became aware of the immune system when my mother informed me that I had little armed soldiers inside me and were protecting me from the flu. And that sometimes these soldiers, which of course we know are antibodies, feel hungry and have a break, and that's when you feel sick. So this was how she understood the immune system and was really my first immunology lesson. My next awakening was a few years later, at the age of 11, when I was completely captivated by Ruckel Wilksch in the 1966 film Fantastic Voyage. I might have to say I did not see this film in 1966. I saw it quite a few years later. And I was completely spellbound and totally enthralled by the notion that a spaceship-type submarine could be miniaturized with four crew members and then injected into the body of a shot diplomat. So I'm going to show you three clips from this film, because it was really my own genesis of this film. And you will see a submarine being injected into the body, the entrance of the vessel into the lymphatic circulation, and finally the gripping excitement of these white sticky objects sticking to Ruckel Wilksch and a piercing scream of pain.